Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here, and this week is Geekway to the West here in St. Louis, our big board game convention. About 2,000 people show up for all kinds of great things over 4 days. And Saturday I am running my first Star Realms tournament. Seems like we're going to have a good number of players, 25 plus, and some experienced players, I think. Turns out Carrie Lapidus, also known as MTG Girl, she's from the Chicagoland area, but she came down for Geekway, and we met up yesterday. So I got another awesome in-real-life experience meeting a Star Realms buddy. And we sat down to the table for a little practice game, a little warm-up game, played with a big deck, United Command, United Assault, Colony Wars base set, you know, bases, fleets, heroes, United Heroes. I think most of that stuff was in there. No events, no gambits. And it was really a lot of fun. She was awesome to talk to, super into the game, great things to say. The game itself was pretty interesting. There were not a lot of goodbyes early for me, and I struggled with that, but ended up at the end game had a good blue deck going. We each had one scrapper, and I had Peacekeeper, and I had Flagship, and I had Trade Raft, and a couple of bases. But late in the game, she got a Leviathan, which essentially took me way down. The big moment happened right at the end of the game, of course, when I got her essentially to four. Oh, I had a Battle Blob also. Got her to four, and then she hit me with a discard five. And took me to two. So her deck was just all yellows. She had heavy cruisers. She had, I think, all three survey ships, cargo launch. She had a command center that went off for eight attack one turn. She just did a lot of good stuff. And, you know, I probably should have snagged a survey ship or two, but Peacekeepers out there, I guess I lost the game because of that. You know, this game's tough. MTG Girl is no joke. She's a real deal player, and congrats to her on the win. Maybe we'll play another game. I don't know. If anybody's in the listening radius of this show and is at Geekway, send me a message or hit me up somehow. Let's play a game. Question of the daytime, and today we are preparing for this tournament on Saturday and talking about tabletop Star Realms. I can't remember if I've done this or not before, but the strategy and the game changes somewhat when you're not playing on the app. So let's talk a little bit about that. The main changes that we have here are, first of all, big ones, like you can choose not to draw. You can choose your ally abilities in any order, which is pretty awesome. So, for example, you play three blob fighters, you don't have to draw and shuffle your deck if you don't want to. That's pretty important. Also important here is that discards happen immediately. Events would also take effect immediately for both sides, but we won't be playing with that. And you can look through your opponent's discard, but you can't look through their draw deck. You can't look through your draw deck. So you got to use your brains, your memories a little bit. But I remember Silent Al saying that when he prepares for the tabletop, he'll try not to look at discards and stuff on the app and just try to use his memory to prepare. Or I guess not look through the draw deck and just prepare that way. So how do you prepare for tabletop play, and does your strategy change at all? What are the main things to stay focused on if you can't, you know, let's just say your memory is not that good, you can't remember everything happening. What really should you focus on? Call into the show, reply on Facebook, let us know your thoughts. Got a couple of write-ins from Dusto and Darklighter. Darklighter says that, number one, you know, you got to at least keep your eye on who has a scrap advantage and what colors your opponent is going for in general. And then if they're going for an econ or an aggro strategy, essentially, just a vague general sense of how the game is proceeding that way. And I'll add to the list bases, understanding how my damage matches their bases or doesn't, and vice versa. And then also says that you can't look at their hand or discard, or their hand or their deck, but you can look at their discard, and you should look at their discard basically as often as you need to. And that's something I'm really going to focus on. The other thing I'm going to focus on a little bit, as far as advanced plays going, I'm going to try to count my decks, because it is an important part of the game, and I want to at least know that to play at 100%, it's something I'm thinking about. I know that I'm going to be very distracted running this tournament because I'm going to be running it and playing in it and judging it, and that could be very horrible. And there's 32 players. We will find out. But I'm sure that I'll be generally distracted. My goal here is just to keep a sense of the story of the game, the big cards they've got, and just the flow of it. Watch their discard and count my deck every now and again. And we'll see how this goes. I can't quite remember what Dusto said, but much the same. Oh, his recommendation was, have players agree on a system, like turning a card sideways to represent that its abilities have been used, or using dice or some other counters to track how much damage there is, because players can sit there and kind of like count damage over and over for a while, and that's not as fun. But I'm not really sure there's a way around it. I'm a math teacher, and arithmetic's not my strong suit as a mathematician, but I'm not bad at it, so I plan to just kind of count stuff up. I'm headed over to the tournament now, very excited about it. It turned out that we're going to have 36 people signed up, but I'm going to cap it at 32, because that's all the card sets we have, and that's all the prizes we have, and we don't even have table space for that, so we'll see how this goes. Which means that 4 people are going to get turned away, but probably 4 people won't show up, you would think. Just about 10% no-shows is pretty expected. And luckily, Victoria from White Wizard Games is going to be there to help out. I'm going to do Swiss on challenge to run the whole thing. And let's see. There are some other details in the Swiss format, which is like, for a win, you're going to get a point. I'm not going to record points differential. For a draw, if perhaps you run out of time, we're going to do a half a point each. For a bye, we're going to do 0.75 each, I guess. No, we'll just do 0.5. And which is unfortunate, because what I'd like to do is give them the point and have them lose on tiebreakers. But the tiebreaker in challenge is the median Buchholz method. So it's not the sum of your opponent's points. It's the median of your opponent's points, which doesn't care how many you have. So that's a little bit frustrating. It doesn't quite match what I want to be doing, but I think it's going to work anyway. And we're just going to play 5 rounds of Swiss, and that'll be that. If players want to stick around and do like cut to a top 8 or cut to a top 4 or even just a top 2, play it out, then they can. I will be there, and so we can do that, but it's a question of time. We'll see how it all goes. We've got some very good prizes. I'm excited to hand them out. I'm excited to see who shows up and just feel the energy of the place. Let's go play some Star Realms. Ho, 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 ho. What fun that was. It's now Sunday. Saturday has come and gone, and so did the Star Realms tournament. 36 signed up, and of those people, I think about 25 showed up, and then we had another 5 maybe that just wanted to get on last minute, so we had 30. So we had 15 tables going, 5-round Swiss, 1 game at a time, 40-minute rounds, and it was no problem. We finished early. These were really fun games. Everybody was just in a great mood. I think some of the players really didn't know how to play much. They were like needed refreshers, or they couldn't really shuffle, or they had questions. That's fine. But everybody had a good time. Even the guy that went 0-5, because that's one person that's going to go 0-5, had a good time. Just had a blast. And I ended up having a good tournament. I went 4-0, made it to the championship game, and lost to one of those last-minute sign-up guys. Barrett Mueller, if he's out there, he deserves the prizes. As the organizer of the tournament, I did not take a prize. I felt that was proper. Although I wish I kind of had taken the breeding site promo card, because it's got that alternate art. Too bad. But anyway, I ended up in third place on tiebreakers. The tiebreaker was the median Buchholz, which is actually, you throw out your lowest opponent score and your highest opponent score, and then add those up. And I was actually tied with the person that was second on that tiebreaker, and I didn't have any other tiebreakers. So we didn't have authority difference or anything like that. So, I don't know. I feel like I should have been second because I lost to the first player and was tied with everything else. But maybe he lost to the first player somewhere else in the league. I don't know. But it was just an awesome time. We'll absolutely do it next year. 64 people would be just too many. But the rounds were good. My semifinal match was against Carrie Lapidus, MTG girl. And she was probably the toughest, you know, most experienced player out there, along, you know, apart from myself, I suppose. I don't know if she's more experienced than I am or not, but she kicked my butt on Friday night and ended up losing in the semis to me. But she also went 4-1, and I think she was maybe fourth place on tiebreakers. Carrie was awesome, and she helped kind of run the thing. And MTG girl, if you're out there, thank you. Let's see. It was also really cool. We had like five, maybe 14-year-olds that joined up. Gender split was really awesome. I don't know, 60-40, male, female. Hard to know if there were any others. Yeah, just awesome. Such a good time. Motorcycles going by, no big deal. If you ever get the chance to play in a real-life Star Realms tournament, make it happen. It's really fun. Big thanks to White Wizard Games for sending us the card packs. I'm saving those for next time. And Victoria at White Wizard Games for helping out with some stuff. It was awesome. And that is it. I will see you next time. Until then, I will see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.